10 minutes now before 8, before 9 in the Mountain Time Zone. Many television watchers in Kamloops are not too happy since they lost CBC programming from a local TV station. The only way to watch CBC television now, shows like The National or Hockey Night in Canada, is if you have cable or a satellite subscription. This week, the CRTC is looking at how television signals are received across Canada, including in rural and small urban areas. The problem in Kamloops will be put front and center at the hearing, and doing that will be the Canadian Media Guild. This union represents public and private broadcast and newspaper workers across Canada, including those of us here at the CBC. Karen Warsig is the communications coordinator for the Guild, and she is on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what exactly have you been hearing from people in Kamloops? What are they telling you about the change that happened earlier and their inability to get CBC?
Well, they're obviously pretty concerned. They're concerned about missing the service that they used to receive over the air. And they're also concerned about what this actually means about the future of their public broadcaster. I think they're actually absolutely right in wondering if CBC is not available free over the air to communities across Canada anymore, what does that mean as a public broadcaster?
Do you have any idea how many people are affected in this way? How many people in Kamloops are not getting cable or have satellite and now can no longer get CBC television?
Well, CBC would say the number is pretty low based on the BBM Nielsen statistics. People who live in Kamloops tell a bit of a different story. They're concerned that those BBM Nielsen numbers don't actually count everyone without access to cable or satellite in Kamloops. Frankly, the numbers aren't all that clear, but some people have guessed it's in the tens of thousands, 10 to 15,000. So, of people who are now denied service and would be forced onto satellite and or cable. And I think the question is, once you get away from that local service, that very local transmission service, and put somebody on cable or satellite, you're putting them into the 200-channel universe. And suddenly the CBC becomes a very little fish in a very big pond. Whereas if people are watching television over the air, they have, you know, maybe two, three, in some cases in bigger cities, four, five, six choices. CBC is going to be among their top stations.
And so I know that this isn't just a problem for people in Kamloops. We've had calls from people in Chase and from other communities in the area who are having the same problem. But what does CBC say? What is the CBC's defense for not providing this service over the airwaves?
Well, they frankly have a very good defense, and that is this costs money. It costs money to put up transmission towers. It costs money to maintain them. And they're finding a hard time, they're having a hard time defending that expense at this point. We know that public broadcasting financing for public broadcasting, public money for public broadcasting has been going down over the years. It is lower in real dollars than it was, about one-third lower than it was 15 years ago. And so it's kind of, I mean, you're basically asking the CBC, should we take money out of our programming budget to put up more towers when most of our viewers are able to access our programming over cable or over satellite? So, I mean, it's not a terrible defense on their part. I think the thing that's problematic for us is that they're not really making a strong case for why the public broadcaster should continue to be over the air across Canada. They need to be making that case to the CRTC, and they need to be making that case very strongly to government. And as far as I can tell, they're not doing that at this point.
So
that's what we'll be doing on Friday when we have our chance to present in front of the CRTC. I think we're going to ask some very hard questions of the CRTC because this represents, and by the way, what's happening in Kamloops is the beginning of what will happen in communities across the country if the major broadcasters, over-the-air broadcasters, get their way. They are now proposing in front of the CRTC, and I'm talking about CTV, Global, CBC primarily, which are the stations that are and Radio Canada, which are the stations that are seen over the air in most smaller communities. They're all proposing to pick and choose their markets where they want to maintain over-the-air transmitters and choose where they want to get out of over-the-air transmission. And by and large, where they will keep over-the-air transmission is in the large cities, in the major markets, what they would call their major markets, and they would abandon over-the-air, free over-the-air transmission in the smaller and remote communities. So, I mean, I think that it's not only CBC then. People in small remote areas would be denied over-the-air service at all, meaning that suddenly what they once received as kind of public infrastructure in this country, which is over-the-air free broadcasting, if they have a TV set and some rabbit ears, will suddenly become something they have to pay a third party, a private company like Rogers or one of the satellite companies to receive.
It's a very complicated debate because with television going digital, of course, these networks are looking to the future when they will have to go digital. Mm-hmm. And as you said, the CBC has a very good defense. So, you know, where do we get the money? Mm-hmm. So the question is, where do they get the money? Is your argument that government has to come through with this money to provide this service for viewers in smaller areas?
There could be a number of ways to look at it. Sure, I think there's a very good argument for the government to come up with a specific grant to the CBC to replace its analog system with a digital over-the-air system. And we don't know of a single other country in the world where the over-the-air system has not been replaced. United States, the over-the-air system is now digital. Germany, where the cable and satellite subscription rates are like 95%, still has a requirement that public broadcasters retain their over-the-air infrastructure. So they've gone to digital, the two public broadcasters in Germany have gone to over-the-air digital, and they were given, clearly financed adequately to do so. And so that means that public broadcasting in Germany is still available to everyone for free over-the-air. And I guess that's a principle that we think should be examined pretty seriously in Canada, given, you know, we still have large pockets of population spread out across this country who, you know, who perform functions in those rural areas, such as mining and forestry, that are still the backbone of this economy. So what, are we just going to abandon those people now to paying for TV that they used to receive as a public service?
Karen, we have to leave it with that question up in the air. Thank you very much for taking our call this morning.
Oh, thank you very much for talking to me.
You're welcome. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
With Karen Worsig, she's a communications coordinator for the Canadian Media Guild. We reached her in Toronto. It's over to you now. What do you think broadcasters like CBC, what do you think of them only providing on-air signals in large urban centers? How is it affecting you? 1-888-662-6628. What should these networks be doing in the future? Let's turn things over now to our news anchor, Patrick Monroe, with the Daybreak Headlines. Hi, Patrick.